A day in a reporter's life can be surprising, monotonous, stressful, or head-poundingly frustrating. It can also be rewarding, enlightening, educational, or heart-touching. And one of KJZZ's own reporters, Casey Kuhn, found out this week a reporting trip can even turn into a rescue mission.
So whenever I go out to do a story, I typically follow a very straight, predictable path. I call my source, I meet my source, I report, and go back and write. This week, that all changed with a chance encounter. I had to step in and break out of my typical bystander mode to work with my source, rescue some animals, and keep the tape rolling all the while. And it began with a planned tour at UPIC Justice Farms in Surprise.
Hi there!
Isn't it okay?
I met Selwyn Justice there.
Yeah, so that little sign that hangs.
I was about 15 minutes late, and he welcomed me to his farm. Hundreds of orange and grapefruit trees flanked one side of a small, dusty office and garage. Rather than talk inside the stark interior, I asked Selwyn to take me on a walking tour.
Okay, so yeah, we want to move out of here because the echoes?
We started off down rows of what looked like more citrus down the path to a water retention basin to talk farm.
No, we just took this over a couple of years ago from James.
The retention basin is a unique farm feature. It was necessary when the University of Arizona used the orchard to study the citrus varieties. U of A decommissioned the site about 10 years ago when the economy took a dive. But before I could learn more...
There are two strange dogs.
Some distant barks stopped Selwyn and me in our tracks.
I hope they can get out of there.
Where are they?
They're inside this water retention basin.
Oh no!
We clambered up the dirt mound to see three grown Weimaraners huddled together at the bottom of the basin. The reservoir is lined with black tarp, has steep, sloping sides 12 feet down, and filled with dirty brown rainwater that reaches up to your ankles. You couldn't get out without a ladder.
Guys, what are you doing down there? Huh? Can you get out?
Later, Selwyn told me one of his employees found one of the dogs running from a swarm of bees a day ago. He had no tag. We hypothesized that one ran away from the bees into the basin, and the other two followed suit. Normally, there wouldn't even be water this time of year. All the rain built up. Selwyn left me comforting the big gray pups, their ribs sticking out, and they looked desperate for help. They hugged the dry edge of the ground to be closer to me. He came back with chest-high waders on and a long, thick tow rope.
I didn't mean to put you to work, but
That's okay.
Here we are.
We headed back up the embankment, and Selwyn slid down the tarp into the lagoon, calling the dogs over. I set my recorder down in the dirt and threw the rope to Selwyn. Selwyn carefully showed the rope to the dogs and introduced himself, letting them sniff it before looping the rope around their skinny torsos. The dogs, though scared, didn't bite. Now came my part.
Okay, what do you need me to do?
After three failed attempts at throwing the rope and me catching it, Selwyn pulled himself up with a pipe fitting that was never really meant to hold an adult climbing up it.
Oh, I hope that fitting doesn't break.
It held. I pulled up the rope and the 70-pound dog and...
Yay!
Good boy.
We did that twice more. The pipe fitting held and the dogs were safe. Relief flooded through us all, and the dogs took off, following us at a distance back to the office. We get back, and no dogs. Unsure, we waited around. About 10 minutes later, as if they've all decided they can't figure out how to get home on their own, they came back, and we rounded them up, put them in the garage, and gave them water.
Because you don't have a tag.
Selwyn checked their tags.
Just want to get your digits.
And got a hold of a woman who says the three dogs escaped 2 days before. They pulled up, and the dogs were so happy to see them again. And of course, so were the humans, Shauna White and her husband.
There is a little 10-year-old girl that is going to be so happy.
Yeah, really
she called all day Saturday and Sunday. Oh, so thank you so much.
Lucky I was there with Selwyn to tour his unused reservoir, which he said he doesn't check often. And lucky the dogs were barking to get our attention. And now, back to my regularly scheduled broadcast programming. But if I have to put down my tape recorder to help, I will. And now I know I have the wherewithal to do it, and keep rolling, too. Casey Kuhn, KJZZ News, Surprise.